Have you ever had an idea or a project that you just can't get out of your mind? And then you have all these little situations that keep validating that you need to pursue this idea. Well, that is this podcast.
Well, podcasts are the new everything, right? People love them because you get to meet those people at a deeper level. And that's where you're doing it. You're creating the connections, right? You're very articulate. You have a calming presence about you. You're very intriguing. You're the perfect podcast host. So yeah.
I have such a passion for helping people in the veterinary profession find a career path that they truly enjoy, where they can thrive and give back with their special skills and passions.
I want everyone in the profession to know that they can have their dream career. It will take work. It will take some effort. No matter where you are right now, change can happen.
You can have a career that you love. And so I want to bring you lots of different veterinary professionals who have done just that. They have been courageous. It's not always easy, but they had a passion, they had something on their heart, or they just had some really unique opportunities that they took up and ended up creating a really creative career. I want to bring you those. And so you can be inspired and encouraged in your own career journey. There are jobs and opportunities that you don't even know exist. And we are at a no better time in history where you can be creative with what you're interested in, your skills, because there will be jobs in just a few years that don't exist today. You can create those. So I hope you do get some ideas and inspiration, or maybe it's just the motivation to keep going. Either anything that you need, I hope you can find that here. I personally have had a really unique career path. From a young age, my dad told me not long ago that when I was very little, a very typical story in the veterinary profession, I loved animals and I kept asking to swim with dolphins. And so my dad told my mom, just let her do it once and maybe it'll get out of her system. Well, funny enough, I ended up becoming a veterinarian. But I did have very unique dreams. I never saw myself in clinic. I wanted to work with very unique animals, whether it was marine mammals, and kind of evolved, especially when I got an opportunity to go to Zambia and work with the Elephant Orphanage Project. I loved the curiosity. I love to learn, and with those species, like you never know. It's always every day is a learning adventure. But I think that's kind of the way it is in veterinary medicine as well. We always have something to learn. There's always an opportunity to grow ourselves, and I love that. And we have such a unique community of veterinary professionals. We are a small group, and we got to do this together. Luckily, we don't have to do everything by ourselves, even though that was a hard realization for me.
We need to, now more than ever, work more closely as a team.
We do have each other. And that is right where you find yourself listening to this podcast. I want you to not feel alone. I want you to feel like you get ideas that you might want to reach out to these people that I will bring to you. All the people that I've talked to already are very excited to help other professionals. So share the podcast if you can think of someone who might appreciate this. It would mean a lot to me and to them, I'm sure. Along the way, please stay connected. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Did it inspire you? Do you have recommendations for people to bring on the podcast? Please let me know. And with that, I'm excited to bring you the first couple of episodes. I'm going to launch a few right at the beginning, so you have a few to enjoy. And then I will be consistent. I will post at least once a week a new veterinary professional with a beautiful story. We all have beautiful stories that are very unique and individual. But still, we can learn from each other. And that's what I want right here on the Vet Life Reimagined podcast.